This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us on the radio. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program. And sitting in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We've got a special guest to start out the show this evening, and it is the mother of Ross Ulbricht. Mark, who is Ross Ulbricht?
Ross Ulbricht is, he was accused of being the Dread Pirate Roberts, the man who set up the Silk Road, which was the first online dark marketplace. It was a free market, and that meant that some people sold some things that wouldn't necessarily be acceptable in, as far as legal things go. And, well, they locked him up for basically running a website.
Yeah, they locked him up for essentially the rest of his life. There is an appeal that is pending at this moment. We're going to bring Lynn on the line here because running a federal court case and paying attorneys to handle those things for you is an expensive process. It has not been cheap. I know you guys had to put your own home up, I believe, for another mortgage or something like that. Lynn, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you're on the line with us from New York, where you moved to from your original home of Austin, Texas. And the reason you moved was because, well, they're holding your son captive in a New York prison, so it's a lot easier to visit if you live in the relative vicinity of a prison. Ross has been behind bars since 2013 when the raid initially happened out in where he was living in San Francisco. At the time, the FBI and other agencies caught him supposedly in the act of being on the Silk Road website while he was logged in ostensibly from a library, and then ever since then he's been in federal custody, and the only times you've been able to see him is at their whim. So that's why you are in New York, and you continue to fight for your son even after he was convicted. A lot of parents would have kicked their kid to the curb after being accused of being one of the world's most notorious drug website operators. Why did you stand by Ross for this long, besides the fact that he's your son?
Well, Ross is just such a stellar person, and he has so much to contribute, and he is not a criminal mastermind. He does not have a criminal mind, and I don't believe any of the really negative allegations that were never charged or convicted, like murder for hire. That is just so not him.
Those weren't charged?
Never.
Never charged.
No, but they did bring it up in court in front of the jury.
Yeah, it's, that should be something they can't bring up if they don't charge it. And I know that these allegations were out there, and I was going to ask you about them. And I think it's really important, to point out these things. If he did these things, then our public servants have failed us in not charging him, right?
Well, right, and they not only didn't charge him at trial, but the judge used it at sentencing to bolster this draconian, barbaric sentence that she gave him.
Hmm.
And yet it was never charged or convicted at trial.
Yeah.
So, my eyes have been so opened by this whole process in the last 3 years, and it's really become bigger for me than Ross, although, of course, my dearest wish and hope is that Ross will be free. But I've gotten to see that he's not unique in the way that the government operates, and I really have become concerned that we're at a tipping point in history, and we could go into some pretty serious controls and government intrusion and oppression, or we can go, towards freedom. But it's a tipping point, as far as I can tell, and it's alarming.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate all the effort that you're putting in here to continue to try to publicize what's been happening to Ross. And, you know, we're doing what we can over here as well. And that's one of the reasons why we're having you on the show, not just to update our listeners on the latest, which we're certainly going to do. Definitely want to talk about the appeal. And, you know, maybe our newer listeners are pretty unfamiliar with the whole case. It's a deep case, and there's a lot to talk about. So we'll try to do our best to kind of sum up everything that's happened thus far. But one of the reasons why we're talking to you tonight especially is because there's actually a fundraiser going on, not yet, but it's coming up in a couple weeks on, I believe, December 4th. It's going to be an all-day, what you're calling the Free Rossathon, and it involves a bunch of people that listeners of Free Talk Live will be familiar with, including our own Derek J. Freeman and Carla Garrick, the former president of the Free State Project, Daryl W. Perry, who's one of the hosts of Free Talk Live, and I mean, I'm just going down this list here. You've got, what, three dozen people here? That's a lot. What are they going to be doing on December 4th?
Yeah, well, what we really want to do is not only talk about why these people support Ross being free, but also different things they want to highlight. Because as you say, it is a complex case and it covers so many areas. For instance, you know, some people might be talking about the drug war and its total failure as at least stopping drugs. It hasn't failed to expand government power at all. Or the criminal justice system, or Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, or, you know, just various topics. So we want to provide value for people as well as, you know, it's not just going to be only talking about Ross, but that these really brilliant people who have so much integrity and are such activists, many of them, can get on there and share themselves. And I think it's going to be really exciting. Got a lot of people, but it's a lot of hours. It's going to go for 8 hours, so people can tune in. It'll also be recorded on YouTube later.
Cool.
We're really encouraging people to register, because if you register, for sure you have updates and that sort of thing, but also you can interact the day of the event. So you can send in messages, and also you can send a message to Ross. And he is so encouraged by this, because you may know that how isolating being in prison is, and he doesn't have internet or email, and so he's so cut off. So all of this activity and discussion about Ross, he's oblivious of. And to him, he's alone in prison, and except that we tell him and people write him and everything. But so I tell him about all the support, and you guys support over the years and everything, and it really means a lot to him.
How long has he been in jail for this?
Since 2013.
Years. 3 years he's been in prison now.
He was convicted in early 2015 and was held from late 2013 through now,
yeah.
Basically.
It was 3 years on October 1st.
So we got some big names here on this list. You can go to freeross.org, and then there's a link to the Free Rossathon. It's a yellow button right there at the top left of the page. I mean, some big names in the Liberty Movement, folks like Cody Wilson. Of course, a lot of people know him from designing the 3D gun, the Liberator.
3D printed gun, yeah.
Right, and you know, Jeffrey Tucker. Jesse Ventura is going to be there. James Babb, who's just a fantastic activist and all-around great guy. Julia Taransky will be attending. Let's see, also Richard Grove, Roger Veer, Tatiana Moroz, Tom Woods. I mean, I've only given you a fraction of some of the big names that are behind this event. And it's going to be going on December 4th, and it's, 8 hours long? This is a marathon.
It's a, well, that's the thing. It's a rossathon.
Yeah.
It's 2 to 10 Eastern. And, you know, the other thing about it is, yes, we need to raise funds, and it's specifically to pay a particular bill that we have to pay that was only for, it's not to the lawyers, because there's all these other expenses too, that it was only to print and bind the appeal documents for the judges and give them a digital copy. It came to, the two bills came to $14,000 roughly.
$14,000 to print out the transcript, basically, from the original case.
Well, the submissions by the lawyer and the government and the whole appellate, not the transcripts.
Not even the transcripts. We're talking about less than the transcripts, because those would be pretty long.
Yeah, no, it's the appeal, which is, well, the bill is posted at the bottom. There's a link to look at the itemization of the big bill, which is $13,000 something. And the thing is, that we were told you can't do it yourself, because if you mess up in the formatting or some such thing,
case dismissed.
Yep.
Lynn, you can hang with us for a little bit, talk more about what's going on with Ross, right?
Yeah, sure.
Lynn Ulbricht is with us, and we're going to continue. If you've got a question for her, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is, we're doing a live edition of Free Talk Live here on Saturday night, as we always do. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. However, right now, if you have a question for Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who is the founder and the creator of the Silk Road, the most infamous underground marketplace that was unfortunately taken down by the federal government a few years ago. He is now appealing his case, appealing his conviction, where he's been sentenced to basically life in prison for running a website. We'll get back into that here in a moment. So if you've got a question for Lynn, your calls will be given priority. If you don't have a question for Lynn, if you want to call about something else, we'll get to you, but you'll have to be patient. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know what? If you have Bitcoin, we want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You can get it at JAXX.io or your Google or Apple App Store. And it allows you to hold not just Bitcoin, but also some other cryptocurrencies like Ether and Litecoin. There's also Shapeshift integration that allows you to easily change between from one currency to another. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum, and it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's cross-platform, by the way, so not just smartphones, but also desktop, laptop computers, tablets, Windows, Mac, and Linux.
Yeah, it's important to me.
You can run also browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. You can use Jax as your wallet for Bitcoin. So go to Jax, JAXX.io. And we do have Lynn Ulbricht with us. She is heroically standing by her son, who is now basically sitting in a federal prison. There's the slight hope. It's hard to get one's hopes up very much when it comes to the federal court system because they are just aligned against any semblance of fairness and actual justice. But nonetheless, the appeal has been filed, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about that, and we'll come back around to discuss the free Rossathon that's going to be going on as a fundraiser on December 4th. But, Lynn, it would be hours and hours of discussion to talk about all the things that were wrong with the original trial that happened in federal court in Manhattan back in early 2015 in front of a jury. Just to gloss over some of it, the jury was prohibited from learning anything at all about basically Ross's defense. I mean, his lawyers...
It seemed like at every turn that his lawyers were stopped from saying a variety of things. What did you find was most egregious, Lynn?
Well, I think what was most egregious, there's so many, but it's a long appeal, but the preclusion of evidence that two corrupt agents, one of them who was working for the NSA at the time, had free reign of the site. They used that access. They had high-level admin access. They could operate as DPR. They could change anything on the site. And this went on for months and months. And that the jury never knew they existed.
And it seems like it'd be kind of important. I mean, if you're going to claim that somebody is the, that they committed crime because they're the head admin of a particular site, and then other people, your confederates, have the same access, and it seems like that really sort of takes away from the charges, right? Like, I mean, how can you say that he did this when your agent could have done it too?
Exactly, and had a motive to, because if they were stealing so much money, it makes sense that they would call attention elsewhere.
And this is not up for debate. These people have been convicted.
They pled guilty.
The federal law enforcement officers, two of them, have pled guilty to this.
Yeah, and personally, and I'm not the only one, I believe there's more corruption that's not so much information that's been undisclosed by the government, and it's still encrypted, and I think it's very, very probable that there's more corruption that we don't know about.
Yeah, this could be the tip of the iceberg.
Well, that's what our lawyer said. He said it's the tip of the iceberg. He believes that. So, the jury, that is information. And it's really a violation of the Brady Rule, which says that evidence favorable to a defendant cannot be kept from the jury. And yet they fought tooth and nail because they knew that if the jury heard it, there was a good chance they'd think there was reasonable doubt that Ross was, guilty of what he was being charged with.
Now, wasn't there some news recently that some initial appeals panel had looked at the appeal case and had basically kind of tossed aside the idea of, oh, well, you know, they didn't get to learn about these corrupt officers. That's not the big deal here. But they were concerned with, what was it, the sentencing of Ross?
Well, there was oral arguments. I think you're referring to oral arguments.
Yeah.
People, and I've been told over and over, you don't know what the judges are actually thinking in oral arguments and by what they question. So we don't really, I wouldn't say they tossed it aside.
Okay.
Although it appeared that, you know, a lot of people say anyway that they thought they were really shocked at the sentence. But, you know, I really, you know, I've been told you just don't know.
So the case has been heard and we're waiting for the decision. What's the status of the appeal right now?
Right, we're waiting for the appellate judges to rule.
And is it the full appellate court or a panel, like a portion
of it? It's a three-judge panel.
Three-judge.
So recently the people who put Backpage.com, and this is a page that some people have listed prostitution services on, but it's basically Craigslist without prostitution services. I guess Craigslist used to do that, but when they stopped, another site allowed that to occur, I guess. They have recently been exonerated, or not entirely, but it's likely they'll be exonerated. The judges telegraphed that they'll be exonerated. And more or less, I mean, there's some aspects to Ross's case that this is pretty much what he did.
Yeah, what's the name of the...
Backpage.com. They've recently gone after, this was the state of California that went after them, so it wasn't a federal case, but there, I believe there was a federal case against rentboy.com, which was kind of a related case, which, you know, again, there were escort services that were being offered. But essentially the claim was against Backpage from the state was, well, you guys knew you were running a website where people were advertising prostitution services, and so therefore you need to be punished for that, which was essentially the same argument against Ross was, well, you knew there was drugs being sold on this website, and you were party to that, so therefore you're a kingpin. Essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the theory of transferred intent. The government has also used the same theory against Federal Express. They criminally indicted Federal Express because they held them responsible for people using FedEx to ship illegal pharmaceuticals. And FedEx won that one. But they have a lot more money than we do.
Right.
It's this theory of transferred intent, and it expands the criminal umbrella tremendously. Because it makes, not only am I responsible for my own actions, but I'm responsible for other people's actions. And it's absolutely the same theory.
It's a scary, scary idea. I mean, just to kind of boil it down a little bit, we, for years on Free Talk Live, had a forum that any of our listeners and anyone on the internet, for that matter, could go and post pretty much anything they wanted to.
And they did. I mean, hundreds of thousands of posts.
Right. And the idea that, you know, we would somehow be able to moderate or know what's on there or, you know, be responsible for somebody who might have posted something illegal is a very disturbing concept and a clear violation of the idea of free speech. Lynn, hang on. We're going to continue here in moments. 855 450 free.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free here, but you have to wait until we're done talking with Lynn Ulbricht, because, well, we want to focus on Ross Ulbricht, who is her son. He is in federal prison for running a website. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. He programmed a brilliant website called The Silk Road. It was an underground marketplace where a lot of things like drugs were sold. There was some other stuff sold there too, but the primary.
Yeah. When I went on there, I specifically went to see the things that were that were not illegal being sold. And there was all kinds of handmade crafts and those sorts of things.
Were there? Okay,
yeah.
I don't recall that, but maybe I didn't look through that part of the website.
It doesn't surprise me that you didn't look there, buddy.
But anyway, yeah. So the Silk Road was unfortunately taken down by the federal government. It was the first site of its kind, and of course the feds, made it sound like they were doing some sort of good thing here. Where in point of fact, what they actually did was, took out an innovation to the black marketplace that actually helped save people's lives. And I say that because, well, the fact is the black market is a dangerous place, and people die every day. And
black market's only black because the government makes it that way.
That's correct, because of prohibition. And it forces drugs to be sold in the underground, which means that they're sold by, in a lot of cases, some very unsavory characters who might actually use violence to protect their territory. You know, we've heard about drug-related shootings and things like that. Well, if you're on the Silk Road, you can't get shot because you don't know who you're, you know, you didn't know who the buyers and the sellers were. The buyers didn't know the sellers didn't know the buyers, and that anonymity factor literally saved lives as far as, you know, drug dealers couldn't shoot somebody they didn't know about. And then further, being able to actually sell products that is more pure and actually as it's advertised was something that happened very frequently on the Silk Road because of the competition that the marketplace opened up. Whereas, you know, if you're buying drugs in the streets, you may get something that's completely different than what is advertised.
Very likely.
And you may die as a result of, you know, whatever impurities are, you know, have been introduced by the black market. So, in my opinion, Ross is a hero, and there are lives who are living today because of his efforts. Unfortunately, none of those arguments, you know, made any difference at sentencing, where this federal judge just was obviously aligned against Ross and, you know, was working with the prosecution essentially to prevent him from having any kind of fair trial whatsoever. And Lynn, his mother, is with us here talking about just kind of the whole thing here as much as possible, because there's a lot of recapping that's necessary for people who maybe have never even heard of the Silk Road. They're not aware of who Ross is and of this case. And it's such a large task to try to really encapsulate everything that has gone on into even an hour-long interview, let alone a three-hour-long show, which, you know, we could do if we wanted to. Lynn, you don't have all night, though, and I appreciate you spending at least this hour with us. So if you want to focus on anything else, feel free.
Well, I just want to reiterate or underline what you said, which is really there's bigger issues here. For instance, fair trials. You know, if we don't have fair trials in this country, we're in big trouble. It's a pillar of our liberty to have fair trials. And Ross's trial wasn't fair.
Yeah, I watched this case closely.
We had friends attending it reporting back.
Right. I've seen cases where trials looked a little fishy or whatever. This, to me, was the fishiest of trials that I have ever seen.
Well, the bad news is that it's not unusual. Like, the federal court system screws over defendants.
It's hard to win in federal court anyway.
Right.
Because
this was worse.
When they bring you to trial, they intend for you to plea out. They don't intend for you to get a day in court, you know, those sorts of things. However, this appeared to be crooked from top to bottom. It just appeared as though the judge was colluding with the prosecution.
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you.
And now you have a $14,000 printing bill to pay, just, you know, to print up the appeals paperwork. There's the link to it. You can actually look at the invoice for this thing. Is over at freeross.org. You click on the Free Rossathon. There's a little yellow button there at the top left of the page. That'll tell you more about what's happening on December 4th for an eight-hour long period with lots of special guest speakers who are going to be in support of Ross, which is awesome. But the reason why you're having this Free Rossathon is because you got to get this thing paid or else. I mean, there's a time clock ticking on this, right?
Yeah, and we, you know, it's just overwhelming and ruinous, really, to, as you said, try to fight the federal government. We really need a grassroots effort to do this, not just for Ross, but for the bigger issues here. And that there's a lot of precedent that's going to be set with this case that will impact all of us. And there's Fourth Amendment questions. There's First Amendment questions. There's the question of fair trials. There's the question of proper warrants, which is part of the Fourth Amendment. And just in privacy, and it goes on and on, and cryptocurrency, and there's so many places it touches this trial. It's very complex, like you said. But the other thing that's so great about this event, I mean, of course we need to raise the funds, but to have the support of all these people and you guys and so many people is just really, I don't know, it's just so heartening. It keeps me going and my family going and Ross going. It's become more than just us, you know, and that's, I don't know, it's just so amazing. And to have all these great people stepping up publicly and saying, yeah, we support Ross and we want him out, means a lot to us.
So the appeal is focusing on a few different aspects. One, we touched on these two corrupt agents of the one of the FBI and or no, excuse me, one of the DEA and one from the Secret Service who were literally stealing from Ross's website.
Well, also the NSA, the Secret Service guy was at the same time working for the NSA at the time.
Oh,
that came
wow.
in his trial.
So
yes.
Yeah, so besides that, though, what are some of the other aspects that the appeal paperwork is focusing on?
Yeah, I just want to be sure and point that out, so I thought it was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Another big issue is this the warrants and the Fourth Amendment issue, because the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, and National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers joined the appeal on this issue, which is saying that, you know, the Fourth Amendment requires particularity. But in this case, they were general warrants, the kind that we fought the Revolutionary War against, the kind that we wrote the Fourth Amendment to prevent, which basically permits unlimited rummaging through someone's house from attic to basement. And now it's the digital house, you know, Ross's digital house from attic to basement. They did not have particularity. And this protects our privacy. This protects us. And to weaken the Fourth Amendment by saying, well, it's digital, so it doesn't really cover, is very serious question for the digital age. It's basically saying if we had seized a desk, with file cabinets, it would be clearly unconstitutional because we seized a laptop. Well, those files are digital, so it doesn't count. And, a laptop or a computer is a file cabinet on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know,
and much more information.
And here we are with them saying, well, no, it's not covered by the Fourth Amendment. So that's a big question in the appeal as well, saying, well, and there's a question of pen traps being used for geolocating and without a warrant. And then there's the sentencing. And
right.
The sentencing is its own separate appeal. I mean, it's part of the appeal, but it's its own separate point, which is the sentencing was so out of the ballpark unreasonable.
Can you compare briefly Ross's sentence to some of the other people who might have been related or similar cases?
Well, even on Silk, related to Silk Road itself,
yeah.
The biggest drug dealer on Silk Road, Jan Swamp, got 10 years. And he actually sold a lot of drugs. Ross, apparently, or he's convicted for that. Ross was never charged with selling drugs at all. The biggest cocaine and heroin dealer on Silk Road, who was convicted for that, got 5 years.
Hmm.
There was recently the biggest meth dealer on Silk Road got his sentence of 6 years cut in half to 3 years because of the corrupt agent.
Lynn, stand by. One more segment here. If you got a question for about the Silk Road, get on the lines at 855-450-FREE.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And it's the last Saturday edition of the program. We'll open the phones up to any topic coming up here in our second hour of this live Saturday edition. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I want to let you know, a lot of the very same people who are going to be participating in the free Rossathon that we've been talking with Lynn Ulbricht about, Ross Ulbricht, of course, the heroic founder of the Silk Road, who is unfortunately sitting in prison with a double life sentence for running a website. There's going to be the free Rossathon to help them raise money to pay off a ridiculous printing bill of $14,000 for basically printing up the appeal. That is happening on December 4th, and it's happening, I believe, starting at 2 o'clock Eastern time, going through 10 p.m. Eastern. You can go to freeross.org to learn more about that. We'll bring Lynn back here in just a moment. But a lot of the very same people, because there's a few dozen folks who are going to be participating in the free Rossathon. Some of those folks, like Barry Cooper, for instance. Actually, no, I don't see Barry's name on here, but I thought Barry was going to be going to an Acapulco this year.
Maybe he is.
You think he is? Okay, good. Because I haven't seen Barry in a long time. Derek J. Freeman, Roger Veer, a lot of the very same folks who are going to be at the Free Rossathon will also be in person at an Acapulco held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. This is the third year of this event that brings together hundreds of principled anarchists and voluntarists on how to share ideas and living free and escaping the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You won't want to miss it, and we're going to be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. It's February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. You can visit anarchapulco.com to get your tickets, and we'll look forward to seeing you February 25th through the 28th in Acapulco, Mexico. Go to anarcapulco.com. In fact, Jeff Berwick is one of the folks. He's the organizer of Anarcapulco. He's one of the people participating in the upcoming Free Rossathon. And Lynn, Ross's mom, has been with us here throughout the first hour of the show here tonight. Appreciate your time, Lynn, here tonight as we've been discussing, kind of recapping Ross's case as much as we possibly can. There's a lot that people who are listening to the show may be hearing about this for the first time. Google this thing, man. Dig in. You can, if you want to just learn about this, there is a lot that you can learn. It's just outrage after outrage at every turn at this federal court case where Ross's attorneys were basically prohibited from putting on the case that they wanted, calling the witnesses that they wanted, presenting the evidence that they wanted, especially about two corrupt, caught, you know, corrupt agents who had not yet pled guilty at that time, but they were, you know, the charges were basically pending against them when Ross's trial was going on, and they weren't allowed to talk about that at all. That's now being brought up in the appeal. There are several Fourth Amendment issues. The sentencing was, you know, that's what you were just telling us about, Lynn, where some of the drug dealers on the Silk Road received fractions of the sentence. You know, we're supposed to believe that heroin sellers on the Silk Road were some grave threat to people, but yet they only received 5 or 10 years, whereas Ross got a double life sentence. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and well, I want to address that, but real quick, I'm going to be speaking at Anarcapulco too.
Oh, cool.
You there?
I'm gonna
add you
to, I'm going to add you to this list of speakers because they didn't include that.
I was going to say that I believe that's when I became convinced that this was a political sentence because.
Oh yeah.
Obvious they don't care about drugs. And she made it quite by those sentences and of those other people. And she made it, she being the judge, made it quite clear in sentencing that, you know, she said, look, the site was based on a philosophy, and I'm just not sure that you've given that philosophy up. And I find it a very troubling and dangerous one. I mean, she literally, this woman who took an oath to uphold the First Amendment in political speech literally used political philosophy to bolster a double life sentence, which is very troubling. In fact, troubling and dangerous, to use her words.
Mm.
So, yes, the drug.
Even further, it's the similar philosophy to the one that the nation was founded on, the idea of, you know, human freedom.
Well, that's exactly right.
Personal responsibility.
You know, this, it definitely seemed to be one of those things where, and I don't know if the judge actually used these terms, but it wouldn't surprise me if she did, that she wanted to send a message out there, you know, let the other people on the dark web know that we're going to get you. And certainly the prosecution was talking about sending a message, and that's why they wanted, you know, a very, very strong sentence. Ultimately, the message appears to have been that, hey, it's open season because the Silk Road was replaced by a dozen other websites that are doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. They said, because you were the first one to, quote, use the Internet in this way, we have to make you an example. And basically saying that he has to shoulder the responsibility for anyone else who's doing this. And
right. Yeah. Every time that any judge says that they're trying to make an example of somebody, that judge is doing something beyond what they should be doing.
Yeah,
they
properly.
Are every single time. You cannot sentence someone properly and make an example of them.
Right.
You either do one or the other.
Right. We're supposed to be sentenced and tried as individuals in this country, not as some kind of tool. And it's like putting the head on the spike.
That's what it is.
It's that primitive, saying, you know, you're going to get this if you do what he did, you know, and it doesn't work, as you said. And, it's pretty outrageous.
So freeross.org, go there, learn more about the Free Rossathon, learn more about the case. You've got a bunch of links. There's a lot of good information there. Of course, there's a way to donate as well. If you don't want to wait until December 4th to donate, please, you can do that tonight. Go ahead.
I would caution people when they Google, I think there's a lot of interesting, good stuff, but don't believe everything you read in the media because
sure.
There's more misinformation and outright lies and distortions by, you know, pretty big people that that's another whole eye-opening experience, this whole thing.
Well, how did you feel about Wired Magazine's coverage? Because I thought they did a pretty good job. Wasn't it Andy Greenberg, I think, from Wired?
I think Andy has done a good, you know, job of reporting. They also ran a two-parter by Joshua Bierman that was based on all kinds of misinformation, and now the basis for a Fox feature film with the Coen brothers writing the script, which is, I'm not saying anything against the Coen brothers' talent, but it's based on a very flawed article. For example, FBI agent Tarbell's excuse, which was debunked worldwide, of how he found the Silk Road server, everybody said it's absurd and impossible. It was portrayed in this article as how it happened. And it was, you know, and that's just one example of the distortion of this article that's being used as a, you know, foundation of a movie.
Which is, by the way, something that's interesting. You brought up the server. That was one of the big questions that I was really hoping would get answered during this trial. But that was something that was sidelined completely. It wasn't even talked about. And that, I think, was another way they kind of suppressed information in this trial. Like, how did the feds find this server? That was never explained. It was a dark net server, which means supposedly it was anonymous as far as its IP address, and they had this ridiculous explanation that was not presented in court, that was what you were saying, where the security experts looked at this explanation about, what was it, that some the IP accidentally appeared or something? I don't even remember exactly what the...
A lucky break, you know, and the guy, Christopher Tarbell, the FBI agent, was never called into trial. He was the main guy in the investigation.
That's right.
And a criminal complaint, the whole bit. He was the key person in this whole thing. And he's now asking $55,000 a speech to talk about it.
Wow.
He never showed up at trial, and so he couldn't be cross-examined. The jury didn't even know he existed.
Right. So, you know, we're still stuck with speculation about how exactly they located this server in the first place. Was the NSA involved? That seems like the best bet. Certainly Edward Snowden, when he was asked about it, that's what he thought the case was.
Oh, yeah. He said it's unthinkable that they weren't.
Now, many times what we tell people here on Free Talk Live is that first go-around in court, you're getting the low-level judge, and frankly, the likelihood of you making it out of there isn't very good. You know, your chances, if you take it to court, are better that you lose than if you win. But it's on appeal that you have a better shot, that judges are going to look at it from a legal standpoint. And so I'm wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I'm very hopeful. I mean, you know, for some relief. You know, I would like a retrial where all the facts could come out and that Ross got a fair shake in court. But, you know, even the sentencing, it's so tough to think, you know, he would rot in prison for the rest of his life and die there.
Right. For running a website.
There is no parole in the federal system, which is outrageous. That ended in the 80s.
It is. Lynn, thank you for coming on tonight. Again, the Free Rossathon is December 4th, 2 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to freeross.org, and you can learn more about it there. Or, if you don't want to wait, just hit the donate button tonight. Thanks for your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again about this.
Great.
And hopefully it'll be good news the next time we talk. Thanks for the call tonight, Lynn. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.